After a huge drop in the past couple of weeks, Shanghai stocks rose for the second day in a row. Now, for many, that's a relief. But China's economy has a long way to go. It's in the midst of a wrenching transition from an economy based on investment and manufacturing to a higher income one built on services and consumer spending. As NPR Shanghai correspondent Frank Langfitt reports, the stakes are high, not just for China, but for the rest of the world.
Economic growth is slowing in China in a way it hasn't in a long time.
You think you have to be honest and say, look, there are big, big chunks of the economy that are in recession right now.
This is Arthur Kroeber, head of research at Gavkal Dragonomics, a Beijing-based research firm. And he used a word you almost never hear in China, recession. He says the impact on China's coal fields and rust belt are already painful and will get worse.
That will create unemployment problems. It will create bankruptcy problems. It'll create non-performing loan problems.
Kroeber says China's shifting away from an economy built on things like investment in infrastructure and housing.
The big deal has been that China for years was just in this incredible housing boom. Every year they were building more units than the year before. Basically what happened was that people said, oh, well, we're going to keep going up forever. So people built too many steel plants and too many cement plants and too much of everything. And then it stopped growing.
Faced with falling demand and too much capacity, mines are shut down in western China. And Kroeber says in the country's northeastern rust belt,
instead of the steel plant or whatever closing down, they'll put their workers on like 1 or 2 day a week shifts.
That's all part of a punishing, if inevitable, path to a new economy. Where some analysts in the West see calamity, though, Andy Rothman sees progress. Rothman's a longtime China economist and investment analyst with Matthews Asia.
People just don't seem to understand how much change has happened in the Chinese economy. So you can go to China's Rust Belt and say that manufacturing or construction-related industries are doing quite poorly, which they are. But you also have to pay attention to the consumer and services part of the economy, which is doing quite well, and the fact that income growth in China, adjusted for inflation, is still rising by 7%.
Andy Rothman's right. Consumption is a bright spot in this economy. And in fact, if you want to get a sense of it, you just come to a place like Superbrand Mall, where I am right now. It's in the heart of the financial district. It's 8 stories high, and it's noon, and the place is packed. I'm watching people going up and down the escalators all the way up to the top where the IMAX movie theater is. I've passed restaurants where there are lines outside. So even with all that's going wrong with China's economy and the market, people, at least in big cities like Shanghai, are still outspending.
But making China's economy a lot more like Shanghai and a lot less like the country's rust belt won't be easy. For one thing, consumer spending isn't growing fast enough yet to replace the old economy. And analysts say the government needs to give up monopolies in finance and telecom and create a freer environment for innovation to boost growth. Xu Bin is a professor of economics and finance at the China-Europe International Business School here in Shanghai.
You know that innovation cannot be planned. Innovation has to be done by people. And so you need to really allow people to think more freely, to have more intellectual property rights. And all this would require the government to abandon certain targeted, favored, sectors.
Yeah.
Is this fundamentally a tension over control?
I think so.
Arthur Kroeber says the government next needs to begin laying off millions from state-owned industry in the Northeast. He's not certain officials who traditionally fear economic unrest are prepared to do that, but the cost of failing to do so could be dire.
We could wind up in a situation like essentially what Japan was in the 90s, where they never do it. And China winds up growing at a very slow rate, and all of these stories about China taking over the world go away.
If China's economy slows dramatically, that would be awful for much of the rest of the world, which has come to depend on China for so much of global growth. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.